Hello, everybody. I'm Sean, and welcome back to the Croc Time podcast, delivering weekly updates on markets and geopolitics, providing you with valuable insights and unique perspectives on events and trends shaping the world. In today's episode, we will analyze why Japan is much better than the US at building chip fabrication plants. In fact, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, also called TSMC, just opened its new chip fab plant in Japan. At the same time, its American plans continue to be delayed over and over again. Let's find out more about the differences within the two countries. Ready? Great. So let's cut to the chase. TSMC is the world's biggest and most advanced chip maker, and it just opened its first plant in Japan on the southern island of Kyushu. Japan also recently promised to provide funding for a second factory within the country. TSMC is also investing heavily in other countries around the world, and this includes the United States of America. But its projected plants in Arizona haven't had the same success as the ones in Japan. In fact, the company continues to push back the start date of production at its two plants within the country. The two plants were both supposed to produce cutting-edge 3-nanometer chips, some of the most advanced in the entire world. But TSMC has recently hinted that the second plant may be used to produce less advanced chips as the company struggles to get it up and running. This is in great contrast to the smashing success of the new plant in Kumamoto, Japan, on the island of Kyushu. So what are the reasons for these big divergences? The first reason regards labor relations. TSMC usually sends many of its own Taiwanese workers to help build a new plant, as they know all the ins and outs and are highly skilled. But the Arizona Building and Construction Trade Council, an association of labor unions, has made a big fuss with TSMC about the use of Taiwanese workers. They want way more American jobs. In December of 2023, the dispute was finally resolved, and TSMC has promised to hire and train local workers. One of the major challenges, though, is that the US has a big shortage of highly skilled engineers, so this all adds cost and time. This entire situation highlights the great differences in unions between Japan and the US. Union activism is present and widespread in Japan, but it isn't as disruptive as its American counterparts. The second reason that explains the big divergence regards local partnerships. Japan's extensive experience in the semiconductor industry means that TSMC already has significant partnerships for equipment and supplies for its new plants within the country. Japan is also much more similar to Taiwan in terms of infrastructure and mentality. In addition, Denso, a Japanese maker of car parts, and the chip-making arm of Sony, an electronics giant, both took minority stakes in TSMC subsidiary within Japan. The giant car company Toyota also invested in the venture. Their experiences in creating big projects ensured a smooth operating environment. These same companies will eventually be the primary customers of the chips. The situation in Arizona is completely different. The lack of infrastructure and the absence of key Japanese and Taiwanese equipment and suppliers, in addition to no local partners taking a stake in the plants, means that TSMC is completely alone. TSMC would have to bring over everything, and as can be expected, this is extremely complex and costly. The lack of experience of TSMC in the US is also affecting the project and is a big factor in the continued delays. In fact, this is TSMC's first big project in the country since the 1990s. Another big difference between the two countries concerns subsidies. Both Japan and America are eager to expand domestic production of chips and are seeking the help of foreign firms. For this reason, they have tempted TSMC with large grants and promises of subsidies. In Japan, TSMC already received half of the cost of its capital spending from the Japanese government for the new plant. In the US, things are completely different. TSMC hasn't received any money from the much vaunted CHIPS Act passed in 2022. Disbursements of cash have been slowed by negotiations over conditions, including what profits America's government will be entitled to. In the meantime, inflation has made everything more expensive, such as building and equipping the sites. TSMC said that the technology for the second Arizona plant would depend on the incentives on offer. This is especially amusing considering that the US likes to brag about the success of its industrial policies, but the TSMC experience indicates a big flaw in their way of doing business. The final reason for the big differences regards red tape and bureaucracy. Last year, America's Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, warned that projects like TSMC could be held up for years because of environmental reviews. In fact, semiconductor firms investing in the US have stated that the biggest regulatory problems come from environmental rules. Export controls or permit laws are considered to be problems of second or third category. While Japan also has extensive regulatory laws, they haven't emerged as a major obstacle to doing business in the country, especially for chip firms. As we can clearly see, the differences between the two countries are stark and wide-ranging. However, one point to note is that TSMC's strategy of copying and pasting its approach that has worked in Taiwan for decades is bound to encounter challenges. Japan is much more similar in terms of mindset and regulations to Taiwan, so TSMC found it much easier to operate there. The lessons learned from the two divergent experiences are many. Subsidies are effective if paid. Environmental red tape in America is excessive. Strong unions can make life tough for foreign firms. Interest in suppliers is fundamental when looking to expand abroad. In addition, I'd also like to highlight how the new TSMC plant in Japan only produces chips ranging in size from 12 to 28 nanometers, much less advanced than those planned in Arizona. However, these types of chips are perfect for the Japanese market, which produces an abundance of high-end manufacturing products. Japan does want to produce high-end chips eventually, but it is relying on Rapidus, a homegrown Japanese firm, backed by some of the country's biggest conglomerates. We'll see how that evolves over time. Another point to highlight regards Arizona and the choice of the state. Arizona tempted TSMC and other big international companies with low taxes, subsidies, and lots of sunshine. But chip firms need a ton of water to operate. And that is exactly what Arizona doesn't have. Given the incredible expansion of its cities, water scarcity has emerged as a major obstacle within the state. Some companies are even paying farmers for their water rights, depriving the state of locally sourced food. The state is also looking to build a desalinization plant in Mexico soon. What an absolutely crazy idea. We'll keep you updated as it moves along. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Croc Time. Please leave a review and follow me wherever you get your podcast, and I'll be back next time with more insightful research.